From NPR News in Washington, I'm Korva Coleman. The Senate's poised to debate a measure that could extend some unemployment benefits through the end of this year. Congress recently passed a short-term extension. NPR's Larry Abramson reports.
Democrats have labeled the legislation an emergency measure that's to help circumvent strict budget rules that could stop the legislation, which would add over $100 billion to the deficit over the coming decade. The unemployment insurance provision would provide additional benefits to those who have exceeded 26 weeks of unemployment payments. Attached to the bill are 60 different tax breaks that expired at the end of last year. Many have been renewed over and over by Congress. They include a sales tax deduction for people in states with without income taxes, a college tuition deduction, and boosts in Medicaid payments to states. Larry Abramson, NPR News, Washington.
Employers in the U.S. believe they'll hire new workers at a modest pace in the second quarter of this year. That's according to the latest survey from the temporary services firm Manpower Incorporated. From member station WUWM in Milwaukee, Marty Michelson reports.
Manpower surveyed more than 18,000 employers in the U.S. The report shows 16% of employers plan to hire more workers, while 8% have decided to cut staff this spring. Job prospects look good in manufacturing, construction, transportation, hospitality, and professional services. The only sector that has a negative outlook is government. Job seekers will see the best results in the northeast, south, and western parts of the country. Manpower CEO Jeffrey Jarrus says the company continues to see encouraging signs of economic recovery and hiring activity. Key industries such as construction and manufacturing are seeing notable improvements on a year-over-year basis. For NPR News, I'm Marty Michelson in Milwaukee.
Vice President Joe Biden is visiting Jerusalem. He is assuring Israel of U.S. support as it resumes peace talks with the Palestinians.
The relationship between Israel and the United States has been and will continue to be a centerpiece of American policy, and it's been that way since Israel's founding in 1948.
The indirect talks will be held through a U.S. mediator, but a new development today could make dialogue tough. The Israeli Interior Ministry has approved construction plans for 1,600 new homes in a part of Jerusalem both Israelis and Palestinians claim. Ohio State University says an employee who shot and killed a co-worker, wounded a second, and then shot himself, has died. The university says Nathaniel Brown was a newly hired custodial worker who got the job last October. Police would not say if the shooting was work-related. The violence was reported at 3:30 in the morning at the Columbus, Ohio campus. On Wall Street, the Dow Jones Industrial Average is up 58 points at 10,611. The Nasdaq is up 20 points. It's at 2352. This is NPR. A Georgia grand jury has indicted four people in connection with an assisted suicide operation. They're accused of helping a 58-year-old man with cancer take his life. The defendants are associated with a group called Final Exit, which supports assisted suicide. The four were actually arrested a year ago. The indictment says in addition to helping in a suicide, they were part of an illegal enterprise to help people die. Reporters in the Netherlands have turned up a security flaw at Amsterdam's Schiphol Airport. That is the facility used by a Nigerian man who's charged with trying to blow up a jet over Detroit on Christmas Day. Terry Schultz has more.
Schiphol Airport has put in place one of Europe's most rigorous screening procedures for passengers headed to the U.S. It's one of the few airports already using full-body scanners. But now a team of Dutch investigative journalists has shown up a remaining flaw. Because sealed duty-free liquids are allowed to be taken on board, the team filled duty-free bottles with another liquid, resealed them, and smuggled them into a store. They then purchased the fake bottles, which were put in the duty-free bag and carried on. A Schiphol spokeswoman says the possibility of this happening had been considered but was thought to be unlikely. The journalist who led the undercover operation, Alberto Stegeman, tells the Associated Press he finds that surprising because it was so easy to do. And after seeing it happen on TV, Schiphol Airport is stepping up checks on duty-free goods. For NPR News, I'm Terry Schultz in Brussels.
Indonesian police say they killed three terrorist suspects when they raided several hideouts near Jakarta today. The police are looking for militants who are in the terror group Jamaah Islamiyah and affiliated with Al-Qaeda. Police are trying to learn the identity of one of the suspects. I'm Korva Coleman, NPR News.